The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Feels like I, you know, just from watching it from where we are, it feels like there's a little bit of a faster pace this year.
Sure.
Is that just kind of the byproduct of going into year two?
Yeah, look, great question. Year two has been, you know, obviously a great thing for everybody. You know, coaching staff, players, equipment room, everybody. You know, again, because you learn so many things from year one, schematically, operationally. And then you do those things and say to yourself in the offseason, hey, well, how can I improve those things that I didn't do a good enough job on? And you hopefully build off of that, and you kind of see some of those things come to fruition, you know, in the spring, which is really encouraging. You know, that's the most important thing, I think, of the spring. So it's been really great.
Mick, I was mentioning this to Andre, talking to one of your players recently.
Yeah.
And they referenced how the offensive line plays with Carmen, and I thought that was very interesting. He has been able to really get in with those guys. He's tough, but they love him. He's one of them. What is it about his style that they embrace him as one of their own? He's just not their coach.
Carmen is a phenomenal person. I mean, it's one of my best friends, so I love Carmen Priscillo. He's a great coach and a great person, so it's easy to love Carmen because I think he does a couple things. He's honest, and he holds players accountable, and he tells them the truth. And I think that's the most important thing about coaching is you give the players the truth, and you tell them, you know, what it is and what it's not. And I think they want that. They deserve that, and I think Carmen does a great job at that.
He's not able to get on the field, but as a coaching staff, how do you kind of maximize this time of the year so that this isn't a wasted point in time for him?
You know, I think Jimmy's done a great job of attacking each day like he's got going to go out there and practice, right? So in the meetings this morning, phenomenal. Love working with him. You know, great attitude, and he's locked in every step. You know, he's asking great questions, you know, helping the young guys out, you know, and obviously, you know, him and Brian and Chase have some experience in the system, and then, you know, helping Hayden out as he, you know, starts his NFL career and stuff like that. Learn not just this system, but an NFL system. So, you know, he's been great. Just, you know, I've really enjoyed my time with him so far and continue to work forward, you know, to have a great year.
You guys added a lot of receivers this offseason. What excites you about guys like Dorsett and Sims and Carter?
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Carter, Cam Sims, and, you know, Philly Dorsett. You know, I was with Philly Dorsett back in New England, so I obviously knew him, had some previous experience with him. You know, those guys all work very, very hard. You know, they all came here on their visit, and they expressed how much they love football and how much they want to be in a culture that kind of has a hard-nosed attitude, you know, preaches hard work, dependability, accountability. And I think all those guys have shown up every day to try and do that, and that's been the most encouraging part. You know, because obviously every year in free agency, you lose guys, you gain guys. But if you can gain good people, that's really the most important thing. I think we did that at the receiver position.
Were you guys looking to get faster at that position, to add more speed? Is that one of the goals against the playoffs?
I think everybody's looking to get faster. So, I mean, definitely. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we preach speed, toughness, competitiveness, and, you know, all those things. So, for sure, at any position, we're looking to get improve our skill set, whatever which way it may be.
This is kind of a two-parter, but obviously your first season being offensive coordinator NFL last year.
Yeah.
What was one of the biggest things which you say you learned last year that you're starting to take to this? And also, you know, how cool is it to have your brother and coaching staff now?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I mean, you know, I love my brother. He's a really hard worker. His career took a different path than mine. And he was available. And, you know, I want to get good people and good coaches, and he provides that for us. But being with him every day, my son's, you know, My kids obviously enjoy Uncle Matt more than Dad, so, you know. But, no, it's been great to have him. And then, obviously, you know, just like I spoke earlier, you know, just as a whole entire thing, you know, going into the first year of anything is difficult, right? You learn so much more than you thought you had to learn. And I really enjoy the process of spring of self-reflecting on the season, self-reflecting on myself, the offense, the team, and just my approach to every day. And I think overall it's been really, really fun to kind of just try and improve that and keep improving that.
Talk about Dylan Parham's growth going from year one to year two, and what have you seen? I know it's early in the early stages, but what have you seen from him and building up his game as he moves forward?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with confidence, right? Confidence in knowing what to do and how to do it. You know, you rewind a year ago, he was just a rookie, you know, out of Memphis and didn't know a whole lot, you know, and just had to learn how to practice, first of all. You know, now they learn how to practice and they know what to do. And now it's just tweaks and, you know, talking about different techniques. And now you can improve the technique because the assignment's taken care of. You know, so when the assignment's taken care of, then you can really hone in on what can you do a little bit better in terms of technique to get better. And I think Dylan's tried to do a good job of that this spring, improving from year one to year two.
Coach, sticking with the offensive line, you have continuity. A lot of those guys are back now. How much does that make them exponentially better because we know that they work kind of in concert with each other more than any position?
No doubt. And I think the guys that we added have been, you know, really received very well by the offensive line room. You know, the two young rookies and a couple of guys in free agency that we added have done a good job of coming in. And those other guys helping each other out. You know, they see the offensive line sees each other as one, not just of five guys out there at one time. You know, so there's 15 or 16 guys every year in training camp, and you hope to have that in an offensive line room where they're a tight-knit group and they help each other out. And I think that's what we have, and I think that's what we preach every day. And I think Coach Karma and Coach Cam, you know, do a good job of holding those guys accountable, and they appreciate that. And, you know, that dependability every day, dependability and toughness, right? We preach about that a lot. And I think when you have continuity, you know, that can obviously help you get that what you want.
Josh, the durability and production of Josh Jacobs pretty much negated any kind of a running back by committee or anything like that.
Sure.
But can you envision maybe Zamir and Britton being implemented a little bit more, even when Josh gets here and as well as he's playing and being as durable as last year?
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, we always talk about your role is what you make it, you know. And I think there hasn't been a more greater opportunity than one in the running back room for those young players like Zamir and Britton. You know, so they've got a lot of reps. They've got a lot of exposure. They've learned a lot, you know. So, you know, there's no hiding anymore. You know, there's a lot of reps that they get that they, hey, maybe Josh would have had or somebody else would have had, but, you know, they're getting them, which is great for them. You know, the young players, they sometimes need to learn how to fail to succeed. And I think it's really what, you know, you're seeing. And look, I'm not saying that Zamir White and Britton Brown go out there and mess up every play. I'm not saying that at all. But look, just like anything, you do anything new, you know, I mean, you go out there and you learn from your mistakes. And being able to do that and fix the mistakes, I think it's what they're able to do this spring, and they've done a great job of that.
Kind of staying in that running back room, another guy, Cincy McCormick, who got hurt last year.
Yeah.
He's now back on the field doing things.
Sure.
What was the process like of seeing him recover from that, and what do you want to see?
Yeah, it's great. Any time a player, you know, obviously gets an injury like that where they're out a long, long time, you know, you hope they come back and hope they can perform the way they want to perform. And I think Sincere's, you know, not only done that, but he's done a great job of just learning the playbook and coming out there. And then, like I talked about with Britton and Zamir, he's gotten some reps too, you know, and he probably reps he wouldn't have gotten as a rookie before, you know. So again, first of all, the player's health is obviously concern number one, and then once they have that back, then just, you know, obviously learning the player, who he is, how he learns, and it's been a joy for me to do that with him.
Robert, Pittsburgh didn't want to lose you. They were very open about it, but the Raiders wanted you more financially. I'm just curious why you were there. How hard is that to make an adjustment? Because they loved you, you loved them. It wasn't a divorce sometimes where players want to get away from the organization or they did from you.
Yeah, it was more about how excited the Raiders were when they called me during free agency. I truly felt that love from the organization from the first second I got on the phone with Dave Ziegler and Coach. And, you know, even a guy like Max Crosby reaching out and giving me a call means a lot. So feeling like I was walking into a family made it feel like it was okay to leave Pittsburgh for me.
You've been part of a program that kind of hangs its hat on toughness and defense. It's been a little bit of a struggle defensively here for the last few years. Are you seeing some of the attributes that you want to see from this group that leads you to believe that this thing could get pointed in the right direction?
Of course. Every year is a new year, new guys, new system. I think we're really coming together well, and as long as we bring that blue-collar toughness with us on Sundays, we should be good. So communication is at a high, you know, working together is at a high, but when we get that pads on, that's when the physicality comes in.
You can correct me, but I don't remember if it was the last six or the last nine games, you played every snap on defense and every special teams. Durability, I mean, you can't be underrated in this league how much availability matters with ability. Will you talk about that side of your game?
Yeah, one of the first things I learned when I came into the NFL under Mike Vrabel was availability is your best ability, and that holds true to this day, and it will hold true as long as there is the NFL. I had a coach tell me in college, you know, you're going to have to learn how to play hurt. You know, guys get hurt all the time, and even you might be injured and you got to learn how to play injured as well. So it's all about that mental fortitude and being willing to go out there for your teammates to get the job done.
Robert, over in Pittsburgh, you mainly played in an odd man front and a 3-4 base. Here it's kind of like a hybrid. Can you talk about the differences between the two schemes and without going into specifics, but what about your skill set, that you bring to the table in this scheme?
Yeah, I mean, all these NFL teams are so multiple in packages in terms of fronts. We have all the same fronts here that we did with Pittsburgh, you know, nickels to dimes to or full house packages. So we got it all in the playbook, and I'm excited to see where it takes us this year.
I know it can get pretty hot out here. A day like today, is that kind of a welcome day to work out in that kind of?
We embrace the heat, we embrace the cold, we embrace the rain, we embrace the snow. I mean, circumstance does not dictate our behavior out there. So we know any given day we're going to go out on the field, it's going to be 100 yards long, 53 and a third yards wide. So the weather doesn't have any outcome on that.
As a veteran player, what's your main focus for a mini camp like this week? What were you trying to get out of this week?
Yeah, during the off seasons is a time to really get to know your teammates, get to understand how your players are playing around you, especially being a middle linebacker. I want to know how the guys in front of me are going to play certain blocks and certain schemes, and I need to know where the guys are going to be at behind me so I can have that trust in each other and we all trust each other going forward.
Divine Diablo, obviously you guys haven't played with pads, but you're building a relationship, watching film, those types of things. What sticks out to you about Divine?
Yeah, you know, he comes to work every day. No, he had said that about me yesterday. But I love Divine because he's willing to communicate. He's willing to be a good partner. And any good defense has two inside linebackers who really play well off each other. So this is the time for us right now to really understand each other's skill sets and learn how to grow together.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Very good, solid rookie season. I'm curious, what did you work on over the offseason to take even a bigger step forward?
For myself, the first thing I really wanted to work on was my hand placement and my eye progression. The game is already fast as is, and so my first year, I just felt like I was trying to learn the offense, and now it's just like, okay, now I understand the offense. It's time to be able to look at defenses and understand what it is that they're trying to do. And so for myself, eye placement, hands, feet progression, just having my feet in sequence. A lot of times I felt like I was off playing with what it was I was trying to do. And so just working on slowing everything down so that I can be efficient what I'm trying to do.
During the season when we would talk to you about recognition you were getting for your play, you almost downplayed it. Are you able to look back at year one and appreciate, or is it something you're not going to look at until after you retire?
I definitely appreciate it. Obviously, just having the opportunity to get as many reps as possible my first year, that's the best thing you can do in the NFL, I feel like, is just having the repetition. It's easy to be able to go out there and practice it and then visualize it in film, but you're not going to really understand it until you actually have that guy pressing against you in pass protection or in a run blocking game. And so for me, I'll forever be thankful for that first year.
After getting a full year under your belt, how did you change just kind of how you approached your offseason conditioning program that you know would take to hold up for an entire NFL season?
My mindset, I think, is the number one thing that's changed for me. Just understanding just simple things as where I need to be, how I need to be on time, film study, having an understanding of, okay, this is what I need to do to be able to prepare for this. Or even now, just understanding, like, we're going against the defense at this point. Understand what it is that they're doing, what they're trying to bring at practice. It's those little things that I'm trying to work on and continue to work on.
I know last year you were kind of moving around a lot, not to say that you won't this year, but, you know, how has it helped you being able to kind of lock in on that guard spot and get more comfortable there?
I would say, especially here, it's just, I wouldn't say lock in, but I know there's a lot of different times where we will need any position. And so that's the thing that I've been trying to be pretty good at, just being flexible. So just comfortability is important, but at the same time, it's the flexibility that's really helped me out my first year, not knowing where I was going to be able to get the opportunity at. And so just being able to get at center whenever, because you never know what's going to happen. So.
What's the biggest learning curve at center for you? What's the thing you have to really master at that spot at center?
I would say for center, it's eyes. you're right in the middle of the offense, and then you got to see everything from the Sam to the off the ball linebacker that's way out there. And so for center, it's just our progression, because it's easy to be able to be at left guard and then you'll be able to see something outside, especially when you're a 2-point stance. When you're always at center, it's hard to be able to see that outside guy or that extra safety that you may not be able to recognize. And so I would say definitely eyes, and then even in different cadences, having the cadence, having to read the defense, and then be able to make the calls. I was like, that's very difficult. And I definitely try to help the center out whenever I can in the past just because of that.
There were a couple of young running backs getting reps now with Josh being out. You were a rookie with him last year, Britton and Zamir. What do you see from those guys now and also last year as a rookie with him last year?
Just Britton, Sincere, Zeus. I was like, all those guys, I think they're definitely taking those opportunities to be able to get those reps. And I think they're trying to hone in on that. They're working hard, obviously. A lot of good young guys, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like they're taking those moments and opportunities, and they're doing really well with them.
All good?
I would just say, obviously, a lot of the same guys in the offensive line room, they came back, yeah. You know, not a whole lot of additions that were made. Kind of how much confidence does that give you that the coaching staff has that type of confidence in you guys?
It feels great, to be honest. Just knowing that they feel like they have the right guys in the room, and then add some additions. Obviously, the competition in the room is going to be there because they brought a lot of the same guys in. So, first, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be able to be in this position. And on top of that, it feels good to be able to have a lot of guys that you communicate with last year, and then just have another year on top of that. So, obviously, we're going to grow. We're going to know each other a little bit better than the last year. And then with those new guys, everybody's going to be rotations throughout camp, obviously. And so, just being able to communicate with everybody is going to be good.
There was a pretty big rule change this year, I'm sure, as a kicker that, I'm going to put words in your mouth, but probably weren't all that pleased
yeah.
with what they were doing, especially how you had kind of mastered something that's very difficult to do. What were your thoughts when you heard about all that?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely didn't ask me about it when they made that rule, but, you know, it's part of a league. They're ever evolving, and, you know, if it does save injuries, that's great. Hopefully that is the case if we're going to stick with this rule. We'll just have to adjust along with all the other teams in the league, you know, and try and figure out ways to take advantage of the new rules, just like, you know, offense defense does when rule changes happen with them. So, player safety is huge, but obviously you want to be able to perform at the highest level and not be limited by rules. And so we're trying to figure out how to do that now. And, roll with the punches.
You guys had used the rules the way they were, not to your advantage, I wouldn't say that, but your kickoff coverage team was really good, and it turned into be a really good kickoff coverage team. So there yeah. was schematically ways that you could take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Disappointing that something that you guys mastered pretty well gets taken away from you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think not only for field position, but also, you know, just for, kind of a momentum after a score to go pin someone down inside the 20. I think that's a huge play for a team to set their defense up to, you know, get guys fired up. And so we'll see kind of how much that shifts. You know, I hope there aren't too many fair catches and guys are willing to man up and play football back there. And hopefully we can kick it to them. So we'll see, you know, different options of what we can do this season as we go forward. It'll be a learning curve just like everybody else in the league. So hopefully we can just take advantage of that as Raiders.
Daniel, with a lot of free agents, you can't really do anything till pads come on. But with Jacob, you can because it's not contact. I'm just curious. Obviously, you had a great friendship, but a working relationship mm-hmm. with Trent as well. How's it coming with Jacob?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think a specialist unit, it's a lot like a baseball and pitcher kind of relationship where you two are out there, for us three are out there together, and we really have to trust each other, rely on each other. So we've worked on building that. We started working kind of day one once he signed. Once he got in town, we were, you know, out on a high school field practicing together just on our own and stuff, just starting to try to build that trust relationship that that'll hopefully carry over onto the field on Sundays and stuff.
Me? Obviously, AJ, I believe last week, was talking about how you guys are still trying to adjust to having a new long snapper. Mm-hmm. You know, talked about some things that he had to adjust to. What are some things you feel like you've had to adjust to with Jacob, and how's that relationship going?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little easier for me. I'm not the one having to catch the ball, anything like that. So, you know, AJ's kind of the mediator in between me and Jacob anyways on field goals. But, you know, obviously Trent was a very close friend, played with him for 5 years almost. So, you know, to have that kind of consistency and then move to something else, we've got to, you know, learn to grow together in that. And so working with Jacob and, like I said, just carrying over the off-the-field relationship to the on-the-field relationship and having that trust when we're out there for big moments, I think that's the biggest thing. And so right now it's just about getting reps, continuing to get reps and get comfortable and get the timing with each other. I'm excited for what's ahead. I think we can continue to hopefully me and AJ do a great job, produce for the team, and hopefully get some wins here.
Obviously, you know, being a kicker is a lot about muscle memory and mm-hmm. about just kind of being there mentally. You know, is there anything you feel like you've done throughout this offseason that could make you better going into this next season?
Yeah, I mean, there's always room for improvement. You know, I missed kicks last year. There's room for improvement in a lot of different areas. So, you know, just like any other player, you know, each day at practice, each day in the off season, I'm trying to get better. And especially in the off season, I get the chance to kick more because I don't have to be so fresh for, you know, a game coming up or something. So I think this is a great time for me to push myself, get a lot of reps, whether it be with Jacob or just myself, figuring out my muscle memory and my technique, and hopefully just continuing to improve on, you know, something I hopefully have been doing well the last few years. But like I said, the goal is always perfection. I might not ever get there, but, you know, that's always going to be the goal each season.
Do you use this time to observe the new players and any strong first impressions?
Yeah, I mean, I do like to sit back, and I have the time, obviously, to watch some new players, but I have no idea what I'm doing out there. I would be a terrible football GM. I would be a terrible coach. I'm a former soccer player that just kind of fell into this. So I'm still learning, just like a lot of the NFL fans are, which is fun for me to kind of sit in awe of what some of these athletes are able to do out there.
Are you still a big soccer fan?
I don't have the time that I, you know, Sunday, Saturday, as I'm watching football more, but I do follow it, and excited for some games to come over here. And we got to go to Real Madrid, Barcelona last year, snuck away for the first half of the game during camp, had to be back before curfew, but hopefully we'll be able to catch the, who is it, Man United, Dortmund. You're going to play this year here, and hopefully more to come.
Saw that Messi is signing with them.
Saw that.
What did you think about that?
Fire me up, yeah. I mean, I hope that MLS continues to grow, and, you know, that's super exciting to have one of the best, if not the best, to come over here to the States.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.